The Vocal Arts Ensemble has an exciting lineup for December and March. Joining me is associate conductor and singer Stephanie Nash. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
For listeners who just may not be familiar with the Vocal Arts Ensemble, give us some background.
The Vocal Arts Ensemble is a professional choir in Cincinnati. We are under the direction of Craig Hella Johnson as our music director. And as you said, I am the associate director. I've been singing with the group now for 21 years. And we have a roster of 45 singers that then we call different singers for different repertoires throughout the year.
And Craig Hella Johnson is one of the leading choral conductors in the United States.
That is very true. He is based in Austin, Texas, and he has become one of the conductors that everybody wants to work with and be a part of the life of music that he gives.
And he's a composer as well, as we're going to hear in just a few minutes.
That's very true.
So you're going to be conducting A Candlelit Christmas. And tell us what's so special about that program and what is on the program.
Well, the Candlelit Christmas has become a annual tradition in Cincinnati, and it is a wonderful concert that Vocal Arts Ensemble has been giving to the community. It is a beautiful time to sing the music that we hear every Christmas, but sung by the best voices and in the most beautiful spaces around Cincinnati.
And where are those spaces?
We're singing this concert three times this year. And so two of them are returning to spaces that we now call our own. St. Francis de Sales on Madison Road will be there December 9th at 8 p.m. And then St. Boniface Catholic Church in Northside on December 10th at 8 p.m. And then our third concert this year will be at Lakeside Presbyterian Church on Dixie Highway in Lakeside Park, Kentucky, on December 11th at 5 p.m.
As the title implies, this is a candlelit concert.
That is true. It will be in these beautiful spaces, darkness with candlelight and small lights to tell the story of the birth of Jesus.
And you mentioned familiar music. What's on the program?
One of the things that I like to do is take the carols and the texts and tunes that everybody knows that we sing year after year, but find a fresh new setting by a composer who maybe has changed a harmony here or there or has used a familiar tune but put a new text to it so that every time we tell the story, we find something new in it.
Give us an example.
We will be singing music by contemporary composers of James McMillan and Gabriel Jackson. We'll also be featuring some composers that are known here in the Cincinnati area. Howard Helvey is a Cincinnati composer who will be on our concert, and Matthew Phelps, who used to be an accompanist for the Vocal Arts Ensemble.
What texts are they setting?
The Matthew Phelps is a setting of People Look East, a carol that people know, but it's just set in a new, fresh way. Howard Helvey's piece is Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming, which we traditionally think of Distler or Pretorius, but he has changed some harmonies in it to give us a new look on this ancient text.
Are there special challenges that come with singing in a candlelit church? Is all the music memorized? Because it would be a real challenge to be holding a folder or a notebook and
True.
Trying to see.
We will have some lighting for the singers. We also sometimes have clip lights for our music folders that they can see. And it just makes a beautiful ambiance for the listener to sit. We are so rushed through the holiday season starting at Thanksgiving, and for people to come in and sit and let these beautiful tunes and texts wash into their souls, this is our gift to give.
Tell us about the musical forces who are involved. You mentioned that you have 45 singers on whom you call. How many of them will be singing at these concerts?
This concert, we will have 24 singers in the repertoire, so we will have 6 singers per part.
And then what about musical forces? Is this all a cappella?
It is all a cappella with some twists. A couple of years ago, we came up with an idea of how to have the singers ring some handbells at the same time. So there will be some handbells that help punctuate the concert and some chants that go through it to provide continuity throughout the story that we tell.
Is there any one song that you're especially looking forward to performing?
That's always such a hard call because I have so many favorites. I think that one of them is a new composer to me. His name is Will Todd. He's a British composer, and he has set the most beautiful text called Softly, and it is a lullaby to the baby Jesus. But the text is, now that you are here and you will enter my heart, what can I do now? And it really turns the table as to making it more personal to the listener.
And approximately how long does the concert last?
It'll be about a 75-minute concert, straight through.
In March, you're going to be doing a regional premiere by Craig Hella Johnson, considering Matthew Shepard. Tell us just a little bit about that.
This is a major new piece of music. This is a piece of music that is going to live on in the choral repertoire. This was in the response of Matthew Shepard being killed so many years ago. It spoke to Craig Johnson very deep into his heart, and it took him many years to figure out a response to this tragedy. So he has completed a concert-length piece called Considering Matthew Shepard. It has many different styles of music in it. It has everything from what you would think of as big, solid oratorio choral singing to a cowboy song to a musical theater piece to different things. And he wrote this. He interviewed people. He talked with Matt's parents. And he has crafted this beautiful story of how to deal with such a tragedy. It was premiered by Consperari in Texas and has been recorded by them. That recording is sitting on top of the charts right now in choral music. And he is receiving a lot of publicity for this concert around the nation. And we are thrilled to be offering a regional premiere at Xavier University on March 4th and 5th.
And Conspirare is Craig Hella Johnson's own ensemble.
That is true.
In Austin. Mm-hmm. What kind of musical forces does it have?
That one's different. We will have a larger chorus of about 32 singers, and Craig will sit at the piano himself and play that piece, but it also has strings and guitar and drums, and it's a small kind of what you'd think almost like a theater pit group that is the accompaniment forces for that.
And there will be soloists, I take it?
Yes, soloists from within our group and some soloists that he will bring into Cincinnati.
Well, thank you so much for filling us in on the Vocal Arts upcoming schedule. It sounds like a really terrific lineup to look forward to. Stephanie Nash is the Vocal Arts Ensemble's associate conductor, and she performs in it as well. They present A Candle at Christmas, December 9th, 10th, and 11th, and Considering Matthew Shepard, March 4th and 5th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.